I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tuesdays, 420, means Cleveland's own John Fanta, NBC Sports, joins us on the fan hotline, and he's actually going to be joining us live from Columbus. He's calling number 13 Illinois at Ohio State tonight. 7:30 tip, NBC Sports Network and Peacock. The Buckeyes looking to start 2-0 before eventually they lose the rest of their regular season games there in the Big Ten. John, welcome to the show.
Wow, you are super positive on a Tuesday, Nick Wilson. Great to be with you. Three-win Wilson, still at three.
Does that also apply to Ohio State basketball?
No.
Yes, I think Ohio State will get about three regular season wins in the Big Ten this year.
Hey, look. It's a crucial year for them. I mean, they have not been to the NCAA tournament in 5 years, and it's time, well, four, but it's time for them to come out of this and get something going. So they're looking to go to 2-0 in Big Ten play. They have a big game tonight against a very good Illinois team. Intriguing contest in Columbus that the Buckeyes could really use to move the needle here. They should be an NCAA tournament team under Jake Diebler this year. They should be. We'll see if it comes to fruition.
I'll believe it when I see it. John, what'd you think about Shador's big game?
Impressed. I was really impressed, and he did win the day. He played really well. He did a lot of things that, you know, I know some people would be like, well, it was the Tennessee Titans. It's a National Football League, guys, and you saw the weather out there. And I am flabbergasted and beyond confused as to how the people running this organization watch this day in and day out, or you know, maybe elected not to, how you could possibly have sat this kid behind two other people, how you could possibly have sat this kid behind Dylan Gabriel. It's indefensible. There's no explanation for it other than you want to show why you pick somebody in the third round and why that person was picked in the fifth round. I don't know how else to explain it, and I don't care who you like more, what you like. This is an NFL. You're judged by wins. And at the very start of this season, I told you guys, you know, the interesting thing about this Browns season was I didn't think they were a playoff team, but Kevin Stefanski's got to fight for wins here because he's got a job to retain. And the fact is he has held this football team back. He lost in the game on Sunday. And I'm really happy with Shador Sanders. I think you got to love what you're seeing from this kid. He makes the rest of the season super interesting. There's something here with this kid. This kid has proven a lot of people wrong in a couple of weeks.
All right, John. You started to hint towards Stefanski. Once lovers, now fighters, the two of you guys. It's an interesting turn of events as we watch this whole thing unfold. What'd you make of going for the two-point conversion, the play, everything associated with it, and how Stefanski did?
You can't call that play there. That play cannot happen. I don't care if the play gets executed correctly. So for the people out there who say, well, John's arguing this, it's easy to dislike something when it doesn't work. keep the ball in the guy who got you 350 yards. Keep the ball in his hands. In what league, what team doesn't keep the ball in the hot man's hands? This is basic football. And they just continue, to try to outthink, outsmart, outdo. And all they're doing is losing. That was a joke. How can you watch that type of performance from your quarterback and then sit him down in that moment? You know, that was the most maddening moment of this season. Would you two agree?
I don't know. There's been a lot of them, but it's not great.
Yeah.
You cannot do that, Nick and JP. Not when he's had that type of game. I just don't understand how he could play that well, and then you say, you know what, we're going to try a trick play here. And if it works, I'm still a little bit like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? The head coach, who, nice man, nice family, okay, did some good for the organization.
Erase the phrase.
But the head coach no longer is capable of being the head coach of this football team. He has cost this team games. He has lost his ability to win. And you got out-coached by an opposing staff that has been an absolute dumpster fire, in-season change that never even got off the ground, and you got out-coached by them because you made more mistakes than they did. It was absolutely one of the worst decisions I've seen. It was Hugh Jackson 1-31 level incompetence. To have Shedeur Sanders not in on that play.
John, I guess, can I get you to rubber stamp? You're out on Stefanski, so even if he goes 3-1 in the final four games, you're not flipping-flopping back?
I wasn't flipping-flopping back had he won this game. No way. I wasn't flipping-flopping. I really thought, guys, that Kevin was a byproduct of awful decisions organizationally from the top to bring in Deshaun Watson, and I thought he is deserving of a real chance this season. They've wasted the best defense in the league, okay? Their special teams are horrible. Horrible. The offense, how does the offense look the way it does now and looked as it was the worst offense in the league, if not as bad as any offense in the league for weeks? For weeks. So, How did you watch this kid every week and sit him? How did you sit Shedeur Sanders when the competition is Dylan Gabriel, who's not an NFL quarterback? I was previously a Kevin Stefanski supporter, as you well know, and I was willing to give him a shot. But in our world of arguments, I'm not willing to just die on a hill, okay? I was wrong. I was wrong about Stefanski. I really thought that he was a solid NFL head coach. And I wouldn't be shocked if some other NFL team ends up hiring him. I don't know how it'll go. I don't care. I care about the Browns. But I can't argue with, what, 6 wins in the last 30 games? It's a joke, guys. That performance on Sunday, it's like they're battling 17 points. They're not even battling an opponent. They got to 17, and then in the third quarter, every drive stalls. It's the same stuff over and over again. And then, yeah, it was a nice comeback because players made plays. Shedeur Sanders did things on Sunday that Dylan Gabriel never even showed a semblance of doing. You can't defend him anymore. I don't care how the last 4 games goes. The time is up. It's time for change. It's time for a new regime.
All right, how deep does the change go then? Does it catch Andrew Berry, or does Berry end up getting promoted up and then you have a different general manager because of the promotion?
I could see that happening. I could see there being a world, because of the rookie class that Andrew drafted, of him being able to hang on, because as much as I have not been an Andrew Berry guy, I have to give him credit for the rookie class that he drafted. It's been a sensational rookie class. If it were me, I think a reset is necessary for this organization. You know, I know there's some people out there who are saying, there's pieces on the field that would indicate that things could get better as you know, next year. Well, it can't get any worse. I mean, in terms of the win-loss column, the talent that they've wasted on the field, you know, again, specifically on defense, has just been, you know, how about for weeks, they didn't run the ball like they've been running it lately. What happened? Well, why now are they able to run the football? Well, you have a more competent quarterback in there, but they've run the ball better the last couple of weeks. And, yeah, competition, opponent, all that, but still, they've been playing some good teams the past couple of weeks. They ran the ball really well, and they ran the ball straight down the field on the 49ers. I would clean house. If it's me running the organization, I just think you have to hit the reset button. These people have had a long leash, longer than a lot of people thought that they would. What's my prediction? My prediction is that won't fully happen. You know, my prediction is that they will get rid of the coaching staff, because I think that they know that they have to. The Sunday 2-point play. I mean, you would have to be just purely, you'd have to be worse than ignorant to watch that and not say change is needed. But I could see there being, if I had a crystal ball and made a prediction, I'd say Andrew Berry hangs on in some capacity.
John Fanta, NBC Sports on the Fan Hotline here. He's on the call, number 13, Illinois, at Ohio State tonight, 7:30 on NBC Sports and Peacock. He joins us every single Tuesday here on Afternoon Drive. So, four games to go with Shador. He's the starter. What do you want to see from him?
Yeah.
And what do you need to see from him to make it a real conversation that he's the quarterback going forward and you don't draft one in the first round this next year?
Better just a continual progression in timing and comfortability. You know, this is a hard road game on Sunday against a very good Bears team that's won 9 of their 13 games. So nobody's expecting the Browns to win this game. You know, when you have a quarterback who's progressing and getting better week in and week out, I'm not putting it all on him, because, again, there's limitations to this team. But, like, what I'd like to see is, you know, can the Browns engineer some drives with him? And if they are, it's because of him. It all starts with the QB. I want to see his timing continue to get better. I think there's some moments in games where you just say, all right, he just missed him, or, oh, he had him and he just missed him. He's a rookie, and he's a fifth-round pick. So my expectations going into this were not very high, guys. Be real with you. It's not like I expected him to come in and do what he did on Sunday. And, again, don't care about the opponent. I just want to see him continue to get comfortable with this offense. You know, last week we talked about the Jerry Jeudy, Shador Sanders exchange, and you said, did that bother me? And I told you it really didn't bother me. I thought about it a little bit more. You know why it didn't bother me? I saw two guys in an animated discussion that cared. Shador Sanders makes you care about the Browns right now. You know, Quinshon Judkins does too. Miles Garrett certainly does. That goes without saying. But
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But the fact is, when you watch this team right now, they're super intriguing because they have a quarterback who potentially has a future here. Guys just don't throw for 364 yards on 23 of 42. His counterpart threw for a total of 117 yards, albeit granted against an outstanding defense. But still, I am super intrigued to see the last four games and to see what Sanders does. I want to see just more timing, avoid the nightmare disastrous throw, avoid the big interception, show that you can operate the offense on the road in a hostile environment at Soldier Field on Sunday. And, you know, maybe we end up saying in one of the last four games, he got them that win. You know, can he break through and find a way to a win, you know, or two? But I'm going to say, like, is there a moment in here in these last four games where you say, well, he found a way to give the Browns a win? And are we saying he wasn't the reason why this team lost? In fact, there's reason to believe that he goes into camp next year and he can, you know, be in the mix for this job. I don't think any new regime, and I do think there'll be some semblance of a new regime, is going to say we're putting all our eggs in the Shedeur Sanders basket. But I think right now this guy's in a very good spot. That if he shows what he's been showing, he improves week in and week out. If he continues this improvement, he's entering camp next year with a real shot to get this job. And I don't think many people thought that was possible. And you got to credit this kid because he. If he continues to improve to the degree that he has week in and week out already, all I could say is, wow, you know, maybe Mel Kiper did have a point about Shedeur Sanders, and maybe there was something to be said about him on draft night falling, and that was wrong. That the Browns may have someone like that. That think about it, this organization has not had that stable franchise quarterback for a quarter century. And they could have backed their way into one here with a fifth-round pick that they took a chance on. It shows the value of the quarterback position, and it shows that maybe a lot of people were wrong. But if he continues to progress, continues to show that timing, guys, that's what I really want to see with this guy. And can he avoid that staying in the pocket too long and then making the disastrous throw? Those are the things that I'm looking for.
Were you worried at all about the defense, though? I think the Malik Collins injury was massive, and I don't think it's an accident that we saw the run game look the way that it did for the Titans off that injury.
No question about it, JP. I mean, that's worrisome, you know, and it's worrisome on Sunday because Chicago has been able to show what they can do on the offensive side of the ball, not to mention their defense has been pretty good. I mean, they've won some grinder games this year, but, you know, they hung 47 on Cincinnati and, you know, they hung 31 on the Steelers. So the fact is, yeah, I am concerned. And then look, defense is human. It's December 14th. You're 3-10. You know, we know 95's going for that sacks record, but the Malik Collins injury, yeah, it's brutal. And there is a part of you that says, you know, with the defense, and I think I brought this up last week a little bit of like, I don't want anyone to get hurt to a point that it would cost them much of next season. And we know we're in that part of the year. And NFL teams have that happen to them. I hope it doesn't happen to ours. I knock on wood, hoping it doesn't happen to ours. But, you know, there is a world here where the defense is not going to be – they're just not going to be as good as they've been. They're not, because you're talking about a team that's out of the playoff mix and that frankly has been beaten down because they have a lot of incompetence with the other units in the room. I said it before. I'll say it again. I feel bad for Jim Schwartz. And you can't tell me Jim Schwartz doesn't go to bed at night thinking – what the hell, man? I've been around football for this long, and we only have three wins, and we're playing the way that we're playing. I know he's an all-business guy, but it's human nature. And I think some of that human nature is going to happen with this team in the last couple weeks. I think there's going to be more drives if the defense gives up more yards and points, and people dissect them and say, well, oh, they gave up a touchdown. Oh, they gave up a score there. Yeah, they gave up a score because guess what? The special teams and offense, for the most part, with the exception of the last couple weeks because they finally have a quarterback who can play, the special teams and offense have been inept. Ineptitude personified. So, yeah, the defense blinked because the defense is tired of it.
John, we got about 30 seconds. Jimmy Haslam, Deion Sanders were seen on video yucking it up this weekend. Deion is the Browns' next head coach. How you feeling?
I'm ready for the show. I'm ready for the – I got my popcorn ready, and it would just be an all-out show. And you know what? I'm here for the movie. Like, honestly, guys, I would have an open mind with that. Like, I get it. There's a dynamic there with the starting quarterback, and, you know, but I don't know. I also look at the head coaching pool, and I'm like, I can't say right now that I'm like, yeah, got to go get that guy. I know a couple weeks ago this show was so enamored with Gruden, but I would have my popcorn ready and be entertained.
A couple bar stool guys.
Nick was enamored. I wasn't enamored.
Enamored's an interesting word. John, we appreciate enamored. You, buddy.
That's what he said. That's his words.
You were enamored, Wilson.
When did I say I was enamored, yeah. John?
JP told me I believe everything he says.
Okay.
That's a good way to go through life, John.
Next thing I'm going to hear is somebody believes everything the Browns tell you.
I got a Carmen Christmas card, guys. Big news.
I did, too. I'm sure Nick also got his as well. He's expanded out the Christmas list to the point where it almost feels like, I don't know. What cut did we really make here, John? What cut did we make?
John, great stuff, buddy.
I don't know. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, John.
John Fanta there again. Catch him on NBC Sports and Peacock tonight. Ohio State, Illinois. We'll react to what he had to say. I never said I was enamored with John Gruden. We get that.
Why are you just trusting what John said? I have no idea.
You agreed to it.
When did I say that? I don't know. You were. We did a whole like 45 minutes about you being, yeah, well, all right, I'll say it, enamored with John Gruden.
There's been no enamorment.
I had to pull up stats and everything else associated with John Gruden to talk you off the John Gruden ledge.
No, all I said was,
enamored's the right word. You could do worse.
Where's the rubber stamp?
Go back. We have this all on, it's all, we exist on the internet.
The proof is on you, not on me.
It's all on Twitter.
Show your work.
You asked me first. That's why the burden of proof is on you. It's not on me after that.
No.
You asked me first.
Fanta said, you said I was enamored. That's your take. You have the original take. You burden of proof.
We did it for like 45 minutes.
I talked a lot about things on 45 minutes.
The fact that he hadn't won anything in 20 years, and we went through this whole entire thing.
Simply not being dismissive of a man is not.
You love Gruden, just admit it.
No, I'm intrigued
now
by him.
Now you're off Gruden because the people are coming around to Gruden?
Is that what this is? I am not off Gruden.
So you're not even off Gruden.
No, you're
riding the fence on Gruden is what you're saying.
I'm not riding.
At least I chose a side. I'm anti-Gruden.
No, the point is, I am mildly pro. I am not enamored.
Anti-Gruden. You enamored SOBU.
We'll react to what John had to say in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.